Sure. Let's not go into detail on the drug study, Congressman. It's a very long document. It's over 200 pages in length. My simple summary would be the first part of it, the so-called analytical part, was not bad, professionally done. The second part, the so-called scenarios, what might happen if the following things happen, was I found less satisfactory. At the end of the day, the report was not actually the resounding call for legalization that the media has suggested, and I must admit, I went online and I entered in OAS drug study, and the first 15 screens of what I got all had the title OAS calls for legalization of marijuana, which actually was not what the drug study said. But you would have to get to the 16th screen before you would realize that had you gone online to read it. There. Here, see, you don't have to now. I have saved you a vast amount of searching. We have gone at this, and we've made three or four basic fundamental points. One, all governments of this, of all countries of this hemisphere have signed on to the three UN international drug conventions. We all must abide by those because we have ratified them.